So coming to Australia in November is one of the world's great bands, if you don't mind me saying. And if you get an opportunity to see them, I reckon you'll be left breathless. And there's only one place you'll be able to see them. And joining us to tell us all about it is Michael Hope from Hope Estate. How you doing, Michael?
Mate, I'm pretty good, Andrew. How are things?
Excellent. Thank you very much. You've got quite a coup here. The cause for one night only in Australia at Hope Estate.
Yeah, look, I'm rapt. I actually got goosebumps listening to that little bit of music you put on. It's the only show in Australia and New Zealand. So we are just blown away that the promoter has chosen Hope Estate and the Hunter Valley. It'd be fantastic.
That is a fantastic, I don't know, statement for Hope Estate more than anything else, isn't it? That this is the place they've chosen.
Well, it certainly is. And look, you know, we're the only winery in the world that Rolling Stones have played at, as you know, and I tell everyone that. And it's just, you know, we're lucky we've got a venue that works really, really well. Smack bang in the middle of the Hunter Valley in wine country. So, you know, we have 5.5 million people within a couple, 2.5 hour drive. And I think the promoter looks at it and goes, if he's to do a single show and he's not getting money out of Queensland or Victorian government, as normally would happen, let's go to Hope Estate. And this is the promoter that Andrew McManus, who did 3 of the first shows I did back in 2009. And he did our first sellout in Fleetwood Mac in 2009. So he loves the venue. He knows the patrons love the venue. So we're just wrapped.
And it's a great place to be able to see music from. I mean, it's here in the beautiful Hunter. And they haven't been here for 17 years.
Well, I thought it was about 21.
Goodness me.
I thought it was about 2001. The research I did, I was trying to see when they last came. Because I don't ever remember them coming to Australia. And I just love them, love their music. And it's interesting to sort of read the story that they've gone off and had families and stopped touring, and they're now starting to get back into doing a little bit, which I think is just fantastic. Their sound is it's so uplifting, and it's just such a great sound.
It is, and if you miss out the opportunity, you might be forgotten, but you won't be forgiven. Had to throw that one in there for you as well, Michael.
You're a champ. I love it.
And they'll be backed up by one of the great 90s bands, Wet, 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 and Australia's own Ben Lee as well. That's a very good lineup, mate.
Mate, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'll be fantastic. And we all need a good night out after the couple of years of COVID we've all had to endure. So I think it'll be a fantastic night out under the stars.
Absolutely spot on. Saturday, November 26th, the Hope Estate here in the Hunter Valley. Make sure you get your tickets. We can go to your website to sort that out, can we?
Mate, you can. Yep, we've got all the information on there.
All right, don't miss out on the cause for one night only. If you're saying, oh, that's all right, I'll catch them somewhere else, you won't. Not in Australia and New Zealand. You've got to go and see them on the 26th of November at Hope Estate. Michael Hope, once again, congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Andrew. Look forward to seeing you on the night.